Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast. I'm Andy Eubank on the 3rd of June, 2025. Joined today by Eric Pfeiffer on the news with a planting update for Indiana and one of his crop tours around the state. The HAT podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is here, too, calling for a sunny and hot day today, and he'll detail the rain that will follow today's dry forecast. Corn and bean futures ended Monday trade lower as wheat futures posted nickel gains. Chuck Shelby has analysis on the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast.
As a farmer, you plant millions of seeds every spring. You know that tomorrow's harvest depends on today's hard work, knowledge, and care. At First Farmers, we recognize that today's seed is tomorrow's success in both farming and finance. If you're looking for a bank that has been committed to agriculture for over 135 years and has the experience to prove it, let's talk. Learn more at ffbt.com or stop by your local branch. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Considering a career in agriculture, Michigan State University's Institute of Agricultural Technology offers in-state tuition rates for students from Indiana and beyond. With programs like Ag Operations, Forest Technology, and Food Processing, MSU IAT prepares career-ready graduates in 2 years. Our certificate programs are designed to launch your students' future in agriculture. Take the first step at iat.msu.edu.
Planting progress moving right along. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News. Hoosier farmers are approaching the planting finish line. In their weekly report, USDA says 86% of Indiana corn and 81% of the state's soybeans have been planted. Indiana corn is rated 70% good to excellent, while soybeans are at 69%. Let's take one more trip around the state to check in with our farmers on this Hoosier Ag Today Crop Tour Tuesday. East Central Indiana had been behind with planting for several weeks as they just couldn't catch a break from the rain. Jenna Scott provides an update now from Cox Farms in Delaware County.
We will finish up planting soybeans today, and that will be it for us for the year. So it'll feel good to be done planting, and then we're just looking forward to seeing how things come up and starting to do some plant stand counts and see how things get going with some warmer weather.
It's been a similar story in southern Indiana. Ferdinand is in Du Bois County. That's where we find J.R. Reisner.
We were able to make some decent progress last week on planting. We're getting very close to having it wrapped up. We did receive some heavy rain towards the end of the week and over the weekend. That has kept us out of the fields for the beginning of the week here. We also do look like we're going to get some rain towards the end of the week as well. We are beginning to post-spray both corn and soybeans, as well as side-dressing the corn. Crops look okay that are out of the ground, but definitely could use some dry weather and some sunshine.
We'll hit northern Indiana next here on Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday.
Retail agronomists and crop consultants attend the Agronomy Conference and Expo in Indianapolis August 4th through 6th and enjoy complimentary registration. This event is a must attend for retail agronomists looking to network with industry leaders with key sessions on sustainability and nutrient management. Use the code Hoosier in all caps for complimentary registration. Visit tfi.org/events and use the code Hoosier to secure your complimentary spot at the Agronomy Conference and Expo in Indy.
We're back on the crop tour here on Hoosier Ag Today. Denise Scarborough has provided dry updates throughout the season from northern Indiana's LaPorte County. And no, I'm not talking about her humor. She is very funny. It's just been pretty dry up there for much of the spring.
We received a little bit of rain last week, which was much needed. I'm hoping for another shower towards the end of the week this week. We're pretty much finished up with all of our planting. We do intercrop soybeans into our wheat, so that also started this week on our farm. Just kind of typical going through the spring, trying to catch up on getting some spraying done now that we have all of our crops in the fields. Hope you all stay safe this week.
And in West Central Indiana, many farmers have been done with planting for some time now. Ryan Rippey shares what he and his neighbors are up to in Montgomery, Tippecanoe, and Fountain counties.
So we finished post-emerge spraying our corn last week, and we're starting spraying post-emerge on beans today, so kind of excited about it. Actually getting to spray some Enlist on some Pioneer Plenish beans for the first time, which is kind of exciting to us. Kind of watching what's going on in the area. A lot of corn post-emerge spraying still going on. A lot of side dress still going on in the area. Seen a lot of hay cut that's probably going to be baled in the next couple days, so quite a bit going on around here.
Certainly still a lot happening around the entire state. I want to thank our farmers for providing their insights each week on the Hoosier Ag Today Crop Tour Tuesday. Maybe we'll revisit them again come harvest season. You can enter your photos now for the 18th annual Indiana Agriculture Photo Contest presented by the State Department of Agriculture. Read more on this and find other farm news at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We've got a sunny, hot day today. It's our last fully dry day for the rest of the week, so make sure you take a good use of it. We're putting together a fairly significant frontal boundary to our west. But for today, sunny with well above normal temperatures. Humidity values are up. It's going to swelter here this afternoon. But then we have that front starting to work in tomorrow. It doesn't look all that impressive to start. Nice little line of shower and thunderstorm action. It pushes into northwest Indiana, probably morning to mid-morning, and then across northern Indiana, midday to early afternoon. Initial rains, probably quarter to three quarters of an inch, that is all. But overnight tomorrow night into Thursday, we see a second wave coming. I will also point out that I don't think anything happens in south to southeastern Indiana until we get closer to midnight tomorrow night. So we'll just kind of watch for that. But in any case, overnight to tomorrow night into Thursday, we see a significant wave of moisture trying to come up this old stagnating frontal boundary. And then that even lingers through Friday. As a matter of fact, Friday could feature some significant and strong to severe thunderstorm activity as the low pressure area finally kicks through. So this is going to be a multi-day event. I think from Wednesday morning through Friday night, we can see anywhere from a half to 2.5 inches of rain across the Hoosier State with some embedded strong to severe weather. Get ready for it. Now, it does finish by the time we get to Saturday morning. Your weekend at this point looks pretty good, both Saturday and Sunday, turning out partly to mostly sunny and pleasant. Then we kick off next week with a little bit more instability. I won't rule out a few pop-up scattered showers for a Monday afternoon and Monday night. Coverage only about 40% of the state, quarter of an inch or less. We're dry for next Tuesday and into Wednesday, but by late in the week, we can see some pop-up scattered showers trying to come back, particularly as we go into the Saturday the 14th, Sunday the 15th time frame. So we've got moisture around here, but right now I will definitely say the second half of this week is going to be wet. It's been a minute since we've been able to talk about that kind of moisture coming to the Hoosier State. I know we can use it in many, many places, but if you've got anything to get done before then, today is your day. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Planting season is here, and Beacon Credit Union is proud to stand beside the farmers who make it all happen. We're here to help with flexible lines of credit, equipment financing, and real estate loans built for your operation. At Beacon, it's ag people serving ag people, committed to your success in every season. Start at beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Wheat higher, and that was about it on Monday. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Monday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank. I'll have final numbers momentarily. We'll begin with market analysis.
And I grabbed that near the end of the session from Chuck Shelby at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette. Chicago wheat led the way. Some Black Sea region tensions over the weekend. Those seem to be mounting, and that did help pull corn higher. However, Chuck, the corn market couldn't sustain what were moderate gains anyway, so a mixed bag in the grains, even when it looked like we would see some gains across the board. What did you make of that?
Well, I think corn had some good exports too, but a couple things. I think the weather is allowing producers in those wet areas to get a good push and get more planted before the next round of rain. Also, when you got a pretty major rain event coming into a good chunk of the Corn Belt, you know, that's always, I guess, a positive to get some rain once it gets planted. So I think those two factors came around. We're also going to look at some numbers this afternoon on crop progress and planting. So I think overall corn's really suffering from a couple different things, but July's down the most. The deferred months are just kind of hanging in there, down a penny or so.
You did mention corn export inspections. Very good report there. Better than estimates. On the flip side, soybeans at the low end of estimates. Maybe not surprising, but certainly not a good number. So that pressured beans, but also some other factors, South America and Brazilian production in particular.
Yeah, I think, South America, lots of folks have started to increase the production down there. Maybe one positive we might look for is President Trump was supposed to maybe have a conversation with President Xi of China. And you know, hopefully, you know, that would be a step in the right direction if we could get something positive going as far as the tariffs, but no news so far. So when you look at poor exports, and again, the weather pattern we're in, beans just coming to the downward pressure most all day here today.
And it appears chart signals in the soy complex are turning negative.
Yeah, it's struggling here to maintain itself above the $10 level. Again, certainly we need some good news as far as settling some of these tariffs. Also, you know, what is the acreage mixture? Were there some farmers in the southern areas that switched away from corn to beans? But certainly, you know, one thing we got going forward is a lot of the growing season yet to grow. Go, a lot of weather guys are looking at a hotter, drier summer pattern. So seasonally, might have some weakness, but many times we have some kind of summer weather rallies in both corn and beans.
Market analysis from Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, in for John Zanker. And the number there is 866-837-9027. More numbers now. The final numbers from Monday trade. July corn ends down a nickel and three quarters, 438 and a quarter. September, 420 and three quarters, losing 2.5 cents. Dece goes down 2 3/4 to 435 and three quarters. The bean market, the weak side leader, July, 1033.5, down 8.25. August, 9.5 lower, 1027.25. And November, 1017 down 9.75. A nickel higher on July wheat, 539. Also September up a nickel, 553.25. Meats were mostly higher. June live cattle, 216.55, up $1.07. June lean hogs down 47 at $100.85. But July, 104.97, up a nickel. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.